I can't sail my yacht. He's taken everything I got.
408 at 590 WKZO. Happy Friday to you. Derek and Roger helping you get home this afternoon. And South Westnage, there was a traffic incident earlier. We assume by now it is cleared. But whether or not the traffic signal at Mall Drive is back in operation, Mall Drive and South Westnage is the question. First, if you're out and about and you know whether the traffic light is fixed, give Derek a call and let him know. And but avoid South Westnage and see if you can get home a little quicker by not dealing with the outage of a traffic light at Mall Drive and South Westnage on the south side of Kalamazoo. 45 degrees and sunny in Kalamazoo. And here in the next couple of minutes, we're going to talk with Judith Kovac from the Michigan Project for Informed Public Policy. And we're going to talk about the fact that the Senate yesterday protected people's right to employment in adding gay, lesbian, transsexual, bisexual. Those are not reasons to fire people from your company. And we'll talk to Judith Kovac, find out what this bill could mean to employees in Michigan. And, well, let's talk to her right now. Judith Kovac from the Michigan Project for Informed Public Policy. Hi, Judith. How are you doing this afternoon? Can you hear
me? I'm doing very well. Thank you very much.
Oh, you bet.
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Good. So the Senate yesterday finally moved on offering job security for a class of people.
Well, that's a very important step.
And what would that step mean if House members go along and pass similar legislation?
Well, the reason that would be so important for us in Michigan is that currently Michigan is one of only three states that has absolutely no protections for people who are lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender. Along with Mississippi and Utah, we are one of only three states that does not provide those protections, although there have been attempts to provide them over the years that have continuously failed. So since federal law would trump state law, it would create fairness for the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people in the state of Michigan.
Okay.
It would be a huge step forward for us.
What's the history of Michigan having absolutely no protections for a whole class of people? And how did we become one of only three states in the country that doesn't protect gay and lesbian people from job discrimination?
Well, I can't speak to the minds of the people who have refused to provide not special rights, but fairness to the community. Since the Elliott Larson bill was passed in Michigan, there have been attempts in every legislative session to include sexual orientation, and in the last few years, gender identity, that have consistently been voted down by the Michigan legislature. Most years, those bills don't even get a hearing. And then last year, as I'm sure you and your listeners are aware, Michigan even took away some of the few benefits that were available to to members of the LGBT community, particularly partner benefits, so that the partners of LGBT people would be covered by the employment benefit packages that employers have, particularly in the public sector. So the few benefits that were here have been taken away. What we're hearing now from legislators is that for them, there's a religious basis for this, but most mainstream religions have come to believe the scientific research that says people don't choose to be lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender. It's simply how they are, and let's accept them. I mean, look at where the Pope is going.
Yeah.
For goodness sake. So
yeah.
We certainly know that religious feelings are changing, but that doesn't seem to be reflected in the current makeup of the Michigan legislature.
Well, you know, I'm a nature person, and there are 250 additional species on the planet where there are same-sex relationships. It doesn't just happen in humans, and that suggests to me that it's a part of the natural plan. It's just how it is. From a mental health perspective, and you're a licensed psychotherapist, are there mental health implications from passing a law that gives people the LGBT community job security?
Absolutely. Psychological research has shown us continually that people who can accept and integrate their sexual orientation and gender identity into all facets of their lives are better adjusted psychologically than those who do not. And for many people, they cannot be out. They cannot be who they really are in the workplace because they know in Michigan that they can be fired for being gay or transgender, and so they have to hide who they are. And I think that has very negative impacts. And what we see is that people who are gay or transgender, we know, do not have any greater likelihood of being emotionally or having a mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
But the stress caused by discrimination leads to something that we've identified as minority stress. And we find that when people are being discriminated against for any reason, that they are much more likely to suffer from depression, anxiety, and in fact have higher suicide rates. All of that has been reflected on research about people in the LGBT community. So any kind of discrimination has potentially very, very negative aspects for people. But let's be real sure, real clear, that's not because being gay or transgender is in of itself a mental illness. And in fact, that was just changed for transgender people. We no longer talk about gender identity disorder. We talk about gender dysphoria. What are the problems people have because they are transgender? And those problems are almost always related to discrimination and stigma.
Mm-hmm. And so their mental penalties they pay are really no different than any other community that suffers from discrimination. It is the discrimination that causes the mental illness. That is the cause. Not being gay, not being black, not being Hispanic, it's the discrimination that causes the problem.
Okay. Absolutely. And in fact, you can go a little bit further than that. it's not just the discrimination, it's the discussion of whether people should have equal rights. Every time there is a legislative initiative or a referendum about whether gays and transgender people should be able to marry, or certainly on the Ender research, research on what's going on shows us that simply having whether you're entitled to rights up for public discussion in and of itself causes minority stress.
Mm-hmm.
So even talking about it, even when the outcome is good, the process itself causes mental health consequences for people.
Do you have any idea in Michigan how many cases of people being terminated because of sexual preference, how frequently that happens in our state?
No, I don't, except anecdotally. And I know that every transgender person I know, and I know quite a few because of my work, has either lost a job, lost a promotion, not been hired. It is almost a universal experience for transgender people. And in many instances, we hear evidence that people who were considered exemplary employees and were treated well at work, when they transitioned and began living as their chosen identity, is the feeling of who they really are,
mm-hmm.
even in those cases where they were exemplary employees, they have been fired or not promoted for simply being their authentic selves. And you may remember a number of years ago there was quite an uproar because a popular chain of restaurants had made somebody their employee of the year. And when they found out that he was gay, they took that award away from him. So it's an ongoing problem. I can't give you numbers in many cases because this simply goes unreported.
Yeah.
People are too embarrassed, they're ashamed, and they just don't report it. So whatever numbers we have, we know are probably much lower than reality.
Understate the magnitude of the problem out there. We're talking with Judith Kovac. She's the project director at the Michigan Project for Informed Public Policy. Before I let you go, Judith, can you tell us the bill the Senate passed yesterday? Are you familiar with it enough to know if it's good legislation? Does it actually provide the protections that the LGBT community needs?
Absolutely. Every LGBT advocacy organization, every mental health organization, such as the American Psychological Association, have come out in support because it is a good bill, and we would like to see it passed. This is all about core American values of treating people fairly.
Mm-hmm.
We say that as Americans, we believe in fairness. And this bill does everything that would create fairness.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that there won't be individuals who can't discriminate, but it will stop an important source of inequality for the community.
So it would seem that this is a good time to let your congressman or congresswoman know of your support for LGBT job security. And since the Senate has done their job, now it's really up to the House of Representatives to move this ball forward. And am I out in left field saying this would be a good time to contact your congressperson?
I think you're hitting a home run, actually, to use the analogy. I am asked frequently. I am an ally to the community, and I am asked by other allies, well, I support ENDO, or I support marriage equality, but I don't know what to do. Well, You've just told them what to do. This is a wonderful time for people, particularly allies, who haven't known what to do, to write to your congressperson and to say, I support this. If you're not supporting fairness to the LGBT community, I want to know why. I'm a constituent. I vote in your district, and I have a right to know why you're not passing a bill that the majority of people in Michigan support.
Mm-hmm.
So there has been no better time to become an activist for people who haven't been.
I really appreciate your taking time to chat with us this afternoon. If people would like to learn more about the Michigan Project for Informed Public Policy, where would you suggest they go?
They can go to our website at mpipp.org. And what they can find there, if they wish to be activists, are many fact sheets giving them the kind of information that they can use to craft an informed letter to their legislators. And they can also find about our other projects and how they can get more involved in supporting these efforts for equality and fairness.
And that web address is mpipp.org. Thank you, Dr.
That's
Kovac.
It.
I really appreciate your chatting with us this afternoon.
My pleasure. Thank you for being interested in this important legislation.
Have a good weekend. 590 WKZO time is 425, 44 degrees. Here comes a news update. Joe Walsh, back in the good old days. 590 WKZO time is 4:30. We're about a minute away from a CBS News update, but Derek has a traffic note.
Yes, I do. All right. Over on Stadium Drive, westbound traffic is slow. There was a car accident in the westbound lane. Police are on site currently, and it's over by Arby's, from Arby's to Sophia's on Stadium Drive.
Okay, so right near Drake Road.
Yes, it's just east of Drake.
That's not a high traffic place. That's not going to create any issues on the way home this afternoon. CBS News is next. We're going to talk with my friend from Conserve America, Rob Sisson, following a local news update. Derek and Roger, taking you home this afternoon, and a reminder, we have some traffic issues on Stadium Drive, just to the east of Drake Road, and avoid that area if you want to get home in a timely fashion this afternoon. Are there any updates on that, Derek?
Not as of yet.
Okay. Mm. If you see anything going on that people should be aware of, be a tipster, 382-4280, 877-382-4280. Give Derek a call. And you can give Derek a call if you want to go see the movie Ender's Game. We have a couple of passes to give away. Caller number 7 at 382-4280, 877-382-4280. A couple of passes to see Ender's Game, one of the big hits of the fall season. and a movie that I enjoyed seeing. So give Derek a call if you'd like to see it for free from your friends at 590 WKZO. Speaking of friends, joining us now is Rob Sisson. He's the president of Conserve America and a conservative group that sees the word conservation in conservative. Hi, Rob. How you doing?
Hi, Roger. Great. How are you today?
I'm just fine. Well, let's start out with some news that you picked up on at a luncheon today.
Yeah, I was at a luncheon in Sturgis that was sponsored by Southwest Michigan First, and Ron Kitchens and a few of his staff members were there, and basically a collection of business people from St. Joseph County in attendance. And Ron mentioned an event that Southwest Michigan First is sponsoring in January, Catalyst University. That's, you know, it's been an ongoing event in Kalamazoo for many years now. But they're bringing in the head of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and as one of the speakers, and he's gonna speak about the need to really invest and reinvent our public education system in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I mean, I'm a conservative, and I know the party line is supposed to be pushing charter schools and private schools, but I also grew up the son of two educators, and I strongly believe that strong public schools are so important to our nation's future.
Mm-hmm.
That this was exciting. I'm so glad this person's coming, and I'm going to try to finagle a ticket and get up there and see this gentleman in January.
Yeah, well, you know, especially in Kalamazoo, where we think of ourselves as the education community because of the Kalamazoo Promise. And public education, in my mind, and I think this is one of those things we agree on, is part of the backbone of what makes the United States a great country. And we can't walk away from educating the populace and expect us to have a place in leadership in the 21st century on this planet.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Let's get back to politics. And Republicans seem to have a divergence of opinion on how to take the country forward. And this was most noticeable in the most recent government shutdown, where people in the business community saw a huge problem in tanking the world's economy. I'd like your perception of that dichotomy in the Republican Party.
Yeah, I agree. I think we've gone through maybe a four-year period where business kind of outkicked their own coverage, and we're pushing candidates and policies not really conducive to, you know, good, stable, sustainable business.
Mm-hmm.
And this last shutdown, which was really so damaging to the economy, what it cost the economy $24 billion.
Yeah.
Business really woke up, the business community. And it's been evident in the week and a half since the election, or the week since the 4 days since the election, and we've seen three prominent senators who attacked far right, Mitch McConnell from Kentucky, Orrin Hatch from Utah, and Lindsey Graham in South Carolina. Now, I mean, they're coming out and saying, bring it on, Tea Party, bring it on, you know, right wing. We're going to lead this country in a pragmatic, practical way. And there's been some battle lines drawn for next year's election.
Mm-hmm. How do you think that struggle will ultimately turn out? Will the Republican Party remain united, or is there a split in the future in your mind?
Gosh, I don't know. I suspect that there might be a libertarian segment that decides to go back to supporting the Libertarian Party, which is usually on everyone's ballot. I know in the exit polling in Virginia, where the Democratic candidate for governor won over a very far right-wing conservative candidate, the margin was not as broad as people were predicting. But in exit polling, there was a Libertarian candidate who took a good chunk of the vote. But in exit polling, people who voted for that Libertarian candidate didn't uniformly align with Republican or conservative folks.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, there were some progressives in there, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, it's hard. You can't pigeonhole the Tea Party or the Libertarian movement. So, there could be some leaders that decide to strike out on their own away from the party. But I don't have a crystal ball, and I can't make that prediction.
Do you think it's possible that we're going to see the demise of the two-party system?
I don't know. I just picked up a copy of that book by the guys that wrote Game Change after the last election, Double Down.
Mm-hmm.
And they do talk about how John Huntsman had thought about running as an independent.
Mm-hmm.
The Americans Elect, Americans Select,
yeah,
a third party that started last presidential season,
mm-hmm.
Just kind of ran out of steam and couldn't find any viable candidate who thought there was traction outside the two-party system.
Do you think, you brought up Huntsman, do you see him playing a part in the next election cycle? Do you think he'll be back?
I don't know. I really don't know. I think right now Governor Christie from New Jersey has he's the horse in the lead right now. There are some more conservative folks that like Senator Cruz and Senator Paul who have their own following.
Mm-hmm.
Governor Snyder was in Washington today, was on two different national news programs this morning.
Yeah, I saw him on Morning Joe.
Yeah, so his national profile continues to pick up as our economy turns around, and I think Ron Kitchen said there's something like 60,000 jobs available on the state of Michigan's unemployment website,
mm-hmm.
that we just can't seem to fill right now.
Yeah, undoubtedly, because looking for very specific skills.
Right, going back to our public education.
Yeah, and our community college system, which is integrally involved in preparing people for the job marketplace.
Right.
Yeah. I had something else I was going to ask you about, but...
I want to know if you submitted any name suggestions for the new Northwoods Baseball League team that's going to be in Kalamazoo.
Yeah, and they all revolved around beer.
I thought maybe birds.
No, the Brewers. I think we need to play up the craft brewing industry here. This is the home of Oberon, proof that God loves us.
Yeah, that's right.
And I think we need to have the name of a team that shows what the community is involved in. And
I think I submitted Oberon as the name, as a matter of fact.
Ah, the Kalamazoo Oberons, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a good choice. Hey, thanks, Rob. I appreciate your joining us this afternoon. It's always fun to chat with you. And if people would like to learn more about Conserve America and the fact that you can care about the environment and be a conservative at the same time, how would they learn more about your organization?
Our website is conserveamerica.org, and there is no E after the V.
Okay. Have a good weekend, Rob. Always good talking with you.
You too. you, Roger. Bye.
590 WKZO time is 4:50. We've got 44 degrees in Kalamazoo. And tomorrow is the big parade downtown. You can get some insider deals. All you have to do is go to WKZO.com and click on Kalamazoo Holiday Parade. Save yourself some money. '56, the weekend is upon us. The WKZO AccuWeather weekend forecast. Brisk and chilly this afternoon. We had a high of 46. We're at 44 now. Mostly cloudy, breezy tonight. A shower in spots late this evening. And a low 38. And then temperatures rising into the low 40s. Windy tomorrow. Times of clouds and sun. And a high of 55. That would be a great day to go to a parade downtown and then go be an extra in a music video that is really targeted at the EPA, trying to get them to clean up the EPA mess in the middle of the south side of Kalamazoo. That's going to take place on Olcott Street at noon following the parade downtown. Tomorrow night, clouds and a low of 47. Sunday, mostly sunny, brisk, but cold again, and a high of 47. Again, 44 in Kalamazoo. Who won the tickets to go see Ender's game?
Thomas Cooper was the seventh caller.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And we're going to go out this afternoon giving away yet another pair of tickets. My wife talked to me about this one. The movie is About Time. It's from the people who did Love Actually and Notting Hill. But this one's listed as science fiction, because time travel is involved, and you can go see it. Let me know if I should go. Caller number 5 at 382-4280-877-382-4280. Caller number 5, get yourself a pair of tickets to see About Time. It premiered last night, and so this is a brand new flick at the Celebration Cinema. Great place to go see a movie. And don't forget the parade downtown tomorrow. If you can't make it downtown, you can actually see a stream live on the WKZO.com website. And we'll also be broadcasting the parade, a blow-by-blow description right here on 590 WKZO. And there's some deals to be had while you're downtown over the weekend. And you can check out the discounts on the Kalamazoo Holiday page. That's at WKZO.com. All you got to do is click on the Kalamazoo Holiday Parade link in the quick link section, and you'll find yourself with a veritable plethora of good deals while you're downtown to watch the parade. But again, if you can't be downtown for the parade, you can watch it live on our website, WKZO.com. That's going to do it for Derek and I. He'd say goodbye, but he's very busy talking on the telephone now, giving away one last pair of tickets before we head out for the weekend. Enjoy yourself. Have a good time at the parade. Be sure to be a part of the music video, and can you give us a quick winner?
Yes, it is John Cumbers.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And congratulations, John. You have a good weekend, Derek.
You too.
Kalamazoo's news, weather, and traffic station is 590 WKZO. Kalamazoo.